I'm Edie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to Macquarie's National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Distributing funding from the federal government's highly touted Future Drought Fund has taken a step forward with a committee appointed. The Future Drought Fund will see $100 million made available for drought resilience and preparedness every year. Former National Farmers Federation President Brent Finlay has been appointed as the chairman. I caught up with Brent where I started by asking him exactly what his new role is.
We have a committee that's been set up, independent committee set up by the Minister, a little proud, assist him, give direct, sharp advice to him around the Future Drought Fund and the programs that will be associated with it.
So this fund, it's been highly spoken about and was one of the things that came from the drought summit that was held last year. Can you tell me, how do you see it working and assisting with the communities impacted by drought?
Well, very much through the documentation that I've read so far. And the committee comes together for the first time next week in Canberra. So we have a couple of days workshop there where we'll receive a number of presentations about exactly what you're talking about. It's what the fund looks like, what the structure of the fund is, and also then potentially the programs that will assist that fund. There's a consultative period of 42 days starting hopefully sometime in November, where we will cross Australia and gather information from Australia about what they would like to see this fund used for to build resilience into rural and regional Australia. The start date for the actual funding is the 1st of July next year. So that's all in the legislation. That's when it actually starts to roll out. But as you'd imagine, there's a huge amount of work that needs to be done. I'm looking very much forward to the consultation period. Now, hearing what rural and regional Australia thinks that the key things that this fund should be looking at and obviously the projects or programs that potentially could be funded.
How do we need to think differently about drought and drought support now? We're in 2019. We've gone through a millennium drought already this century and we're battling yet another drought at the moment. In your experience in agriculture, do we need to take a different approach to supporting those on the land?
I think we consistently and continuously need to look at what we do. The programs that we have, I've been sort of involved with drought policy for 15 years through various agricultural organisations, including the NFF, and we're in a wretched drought now, and for many areas the worst in living memory. But droughts, bushfires, floods and cyclones are part of rural and regional Australia, and we need to continually look at how we address all those issues. We can't prevent them, but how we can actually be more resilient.
How bad is it at the moment out there?
It's crooked. It's as tough as I've seen. Having travelled a bit through my own area of southern Queensland and into northern New South Wales, but part of the consultative process that we're going to go through, engaging the stakeholders, no doubt I'll get to see a lot of the areas that are really badly affected by this drought.
That's former National Farmers Federation President Brent Finlay speaking on his appointment as the chairman of the federal government's Future Drought Fund Consultative Committee. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Edie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.